Okay, gentlemen, we carry on in Hilchos Lulav. Okay, we are in page 222, and we are in Siman Tov Reish Mem Hei Siv Dalet. More about the Lulavim. Yeah, today we're going to be talking about some of the most relevant halachas with regards to Lulav. Something which one really has to be very, very careful about. Let's get to the bottom of this. Lo yhoi siv dalet. That's halfway through page 222. Lo yhoi olav zeh al gav zeh k'derech kol lulavim. What happens if the lulav is growing in such a way that it's not the olav, the leaves are not one on top of the other, so they're not overlapping. Elo zeh tachas zeh. There are one leaf is under the other. So imagine the leaves being very short on the side and they're not overlapping. If the top of the leaf on one side reaches the stem of the one on top of that, imagine you've got very short leaves, but the entire shadow, the entire stem is covered throughout. Very short leaves, but it's covering the entire area. Then he said it's kosher. But if the stem, the shedder, is not completely covered, they're extremely short leaves. And imagine very, very short leaves on the side, and these uncovered areas, it's not overlapping entirely, leaf on top of leaf. Then, if the top of this leaf is not reaching, the next leaf, there's not many leaves at all on each side. So it's going to be possible if the leaves on the side are very, very short, extremely short, they're not reaching the next leaf, then the lulav is possible. I want to just say, people speak a lot about deri lulavim. It's like one of those things, which is actually deri lulavim is deri. What deri lulav is just a type of lulav. It's a type of lulav. It's a type of palm tree, which is called deri. And they are known and very popular because they have got very long leaves. That's precisely what makes a lulav a nice lulav. You sometimes see, I had one year, my whole shipment was of Egyptian lulavim, which the leaves you could see were significantly shorter. Of course, they covered, you know, the entire area, and it was kosher. But you could see it doesn't look quite right. You could see the leaves, when the leaves are short on the side, you could see it looks a bit odd. It looks a bit off. So when we're learning now that the hiddur in the lulav is that there's long leaves on the side. All the pictures in our Mishnah Berurah editions, if you look at the early picture 6, you look at the pictures, these are all long leaves, which makes it very nice. You look at picture 2, picture 22, you look at picture 26, you look at all those pictures, the long leaves, which makes it very nice. But you will see that sometimes it's less and less common. It's quite a rare lulav nowadays that the leaves are short and don't reach. So we're learning now if it's extremely short, it's going to be possible. But there's not even a picture of that here. We continue with Seif Hay, which is far more common. Lulav Shiofshu. What happens if the lulav is dry? A dried up lulav. Roiv Olav. What's a Roiv Olav? That's right. And that's important to translate it like that. Roival of the majority of its leaves. If the majority of the leaves are dry, oishidrosoi, or the shed, meaning the main backbone of the lulav, possibly it's going to be possible. How do you define dryness? Dryness is defined, shira yefshus, the definition of dryness is, michshiichle mare yakus sheboy, that mare, the looks, yakus, of the green look of the lulav, mishayichle mar yakus, has disappeared. It's not green anymore. The albinu ponov, and it's pale. Pale, in other words, it's yeah. If it's like whitish. So what we are learning now is two halachas. One halacha is that a dry lulav is possible. How much? The majority of the leaves. How do you define dry? You define it by its color. Okay, let's look at the Ramah before we look into Mishnah Berurah. Some say, no. If it just goes white, that doesn't mean yovesh. No. White? It's not yovesh. It needs to be shenifrach. What's nifrach? When it crumbles. But zipporin with your nail, if it's so dry that it just like touch it a bit, and it's like disintegrates from dryness.
Brittle.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly brittle. That's it. V'chenu again, that's the minik. To be lenient like this opinion, it's far later, far drier than the whiteness, than the first opinion. V'chenu again, this is the custom in many countries. She'enu lovim mitzuyin. In many places, says the Ramah, that in many places we have to be lenient like this opinion. Why do you have to be lenient? Why do you have to be lenient like this opinion? Why?
Unavailable.
And why unavailable?
Because they go in hot countries.
Exactly. Where did the Ramah live? In Krakow. And where do palm trees go? Where do palm trees? Love them come from palm trees. You're not going to find many palm trees in Krakow. There's not going to be many of those. So that's why he says you maybe have to arrive for last year's lulav. Guess what? It's going to be pretty dry, last year's lulav. So he says we had to be lenient sometimes. Until, if it's white, use it. Use that lulav that is white, dry white. You can use it. As long as it's not nifach, machmas, as long as it's not disintegrated. Yeah? Where?
All the way up? Mainly in the
Shadra. Yeah, let's see what the Mishnah says. Because that's where it comes very... That's where people are very makbid on when they purchase lulav. You can. I want to tell you that we have a minik. We personally have a minik. My grandfather's minik. You keep the lulav from 1 year to the next. And we put it on the schach. We keep it on the... I sometimes find it. I don't know where you keep it. I sometimes find that it can. I know what you mean. Sometimes they'll, you know, by my Pesach they'll be drier. But sometimes not. Sometimes you can have the lulav that literally look pretty good for years, for literally
two, three years.
They could be kosher lebracha. Yeah, they could be kosher lebracha for 2-3 years. They are not mehuda. They're not nice. They're not great and all that. I wouldn't sell them, of course, but they are kosher lebracha. Now, and especially look at what Shmuel says in Sivkot Mechav. Imein posul hatam b'chol zeh she'enu hodob. Obviously, the reason why, excuse me, in Sivkot Mechav Aleph, lulav shiofshu dry she'en zeh hodah. It's not hodah. It's not hodah. It's not a nice lulav. Obviously, when it's dry, so no. Now, here we've got Sivkot Mechav Beis, a really important mishnah. So we learned that how many leaves need to be dry to be posul? What did we say? Shulchan Aruch says. Roy, the majority. Comes on Mishnah Berurah and he says, no, hold on a sec. Don't be so lenient. Chav Beis Roy Volov. Ve'im Yoveish Ha'ole El Yoyna T'yoyma. If the T'yoymas is dry, what's the T'yoymas? The middle leaf, the top one. The middle double leaf on top. If that one is dry, Poisel Arayvet. The Arayvet, one of the very early Rishonim, he invalidates the Lulav. So we've got over here Chumrah. Previously, we've seen until now was Shulchan Aruch's opinion that the majority of the leaves need to be dry to be possible. The majority. Here comes the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Ravid with a much more stringent opinion, a Chumrah. He holds that if you've got the Tioimus dry, it's possible. And this, Rabbi Yisai, is very common in some shops. The Tioimus is the double leaf. You'll see that on picture. If you've got a picture in front of you, it will be, for instance, picture 30, for instance. Yeah, picture 30 is a good one. Or you'll have it on... Yeah, so that, where the arrow is pointing, that is the tioimus. That, according, if that is dry, i.e., if that's white... Or it's not green anymore. That, according to the Ravid, will be possible. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mechav Beis. Now, why is this so crucial? Because guess which part of the lulav dries first. Guess which part of the lulav dries first. The tioimus. Have you got nice pictures of a tioimus, of a dry tioimus? It's very common. Because I tell you what people do. People, when they choose a lulav, they're going to take the lulav, and the first thing they're going to check. Probably the first thing they're going to check is this Mishnah Berurah. They're going to look at the top, and that's really why people are looking at the top. Perhaps Nechlekat Yoimus, perhaps Hemdek, which we're going to still learn, but primarily they're going to look, is it white? And if it's white, you've got a problem according to Mishnah Berurah. And that exists. Sure.
Well,
so that's a question in its own. Because what you've got over here, the words of the... the words of the Shulchan Aruch is Mishayichle, when it disappeared, Mariakus, when the greenness has disappeared, Vialbinu Ponov, and it's gone white.
So that's quite a stage.
It is quite a stage, yeah. But now I know where you're going to. There is a machlokes aposkim, which is on the following. What happens if it's burnt? If it's not dry intrinsically because of the age, but if it burnt because of the sun. It's exposed to the sun. Now, palm trees, as mentioned, grow in very hot countries, and it is pretty common that it's piping hot, you know, in the summer months. So it will literally burn, literally burn. The edge, the very edge, you can imagine when it reaches some, we knew this summer, we also had some, imagine, you know, the edge, the tioimus, will sometimes burn. Now the question is, and that's very common, does a lulav, which has its tioimus burnt, but it's not dry because of age, but it's burnt because of the sun, is that kosher apostle? Say again?
What color is it called?
Black. Sometimes black, yeah.
The whole thing?
No, just a tiny bit on top.
They always have black dots on the top.
Yeah, you're right. I know what you're referring to. It's like a black, you can see that it comes from, it's literally a bit burnt. You can see when it's a bit blurred, not black dots, but it's a bit burnt. So many poskim take the opinion that's not considered yovesh. Because it's not yovesh because of age, it's yovesh because of the sun. And some say, and many poskim are maker. Another important point is if you look at picture number, there's no number over here. It's on this page, opposite 222, bottom left picture. In the circle, what can you identify there? You're right, it's bent. You see, I don't find it so clear. But it's not really meant to show the bentness. It's meant to show something else. Nope. It's meant to show something else. Nope, it's not meant to show that as well, although that's true what you're saying, but that's not really what I'm going to point out. But so have you ever experienced it? Have you ever seen it? It's also quite common that there is a leaf-like, wooden-like extension to the loaf, which you can see it's not part of the leaf. Well, it is part of the leaf, but it's just extension. It's called the koitz, which really means a thorn. What it is that you've got the green lulav, which might be a very nice lulav, and then on top of that, it's like a bit of a leafy extension. Have you ever seen that?
What color is the extension?
It's normally green. Sorry, not green. It's normally brown.
The face, right?
It's not covering all over. It's just like an extension. It's like a leafy extension brown. To the tioimus. Brown.
Yeah, that's very common.
Very common. Absolutely. It's very common. Yes, so the question is, what happens if that part is, that's called the coats. Sometimes you have a lulav that grows and is that with that, let's say, is burned, or that is knocked off. Sometimes it happens quite, would that be a problem or not? So many poets can say that if you have an extension of the lulav, which is not part of the leaf, it's not really part of the leaf, but it's just something that, the coats, the thorn, as it were, of the lulav, many are makel and say that's not a problem, even if it comes off altogether.
You leave it,
but if it does come off, then it's not possible. Okay, let's carry on. See, Vav Rabbeis, the next time we show. Hodah is. Yeah, so the answer is Hodah is the first days. Yeah.
So even if it has these
syllables. Yeah. Correct.
Try that after the first day.
Correct. Lemaisa, we're machmir, but you're right in principle, you're right.
We're
machmir. The poskim say that you should be machmir even for the, you should ideally try to be machmir even on the other days as well on those psalim. Yeah, but we'll get to that still,
Mitzvah.
Exactly, that's exactly the point. Yeah. One should be machmir. Absolutely. Yeah. Rabbi says, Sivov, Nektam Roishoi, Tainu Shniktim Roiva, Olin Elyonim. Sivov teaches us that if you've got a lulav that its head is come off, cracked off, the Hainu Ayu Shniktim Roiva, Olin, that the majority of the leaves have come off, Possul is Possul. You've got pictures over here, 49. Various examples of a knocked head of a lulav. These are Possul. In nicht einmal aliens ist einmal im Zeichen der Schädel Apostel, especially if Tjöme ist, die geht's knocked off, it's Apostel, that's picture 49 as well. If the middle double leaf gets knocked off, it's Apostel. We darf gedei ke Acher, that's only if you've got another alternative Lulav. Aber die Ecke Acher, if you don't have an alternative Lulav, wir wachen Lulav, you can make a bracha on the Lulav, which head has come off. Much better if the to have another one, but if you've got no choice, you could use the lulav who's next to the rosh. Ziv zayin rabbi say, which is a very important halacha as well. Nestak, what happens if it's split open? Im nisrachu shnei tzedakah v'zeh mizeh. If it's distance, ad sheniru k'shnayim tzedakah, as if it's two, posel is posel. V'afinu nechlukat tzedakah zeh elyonu b'inyan she posel mekoach nechlukat tzedakah. Rabbi say, I've got to explain this. This is one of the most common confusions when it comes to hilchas lulav. Please look at picture on the next page, 53. Picture 53. What is the difference between picture 53 and picture 30?
It's
one double leaf. I know what you mean. It's a bit confusing, but it is meant to represent one double leaf, one tioimus. What is the difference between picture 53 and picture 30? Can you see a difference? I'll tell you why I'm asking, because this is really the difference what Shulchan Aruch is talking about. He says, Nistak, if it's split open, he says, if it looks like as if you've got two, then it's posel. And he says, even if it's not Nechlekat Yoimus. So I'll explain this, because this is a common application. Can you see the difference? Well, how would you explain the difference? So I will explain. When you've got double leaves, if this is a double leaf, Nechlekat Yoimus, when it's split at Yoimus, it means that this double leaf, instead of being attached in the back, it's split open in the back. And then you've got the double leaf, which is split open. And that's considered Nechlekat Yoimus. That's what we discussed the other day. If the double leaf is split open, we said it's a Chumrah as to whether one should be the Chumrah in terms of Nechlekat Yoimus. Here we're learning something else. Here we're learning when you've got a double leaf that it's not split, it's intrinsically grown like this. That you've got, it's one leaf goes to the left, one leaf goes to the right, not because it's split. It's not split. It's just it's grown intrinsically into two different directions.
That's not one leaf.
It is one leaf. It's one double leaf. But the leaf not being split, it's not that it's split. It's not just that it's split. It is split as well. But it's far worse than that because it's grown into two different directions. The picture 53 is meant to represent that. And that is considered a split, a worse split, which it's not just split, but it's grown into two different directions, which invalidates the lulav. Totally, that's the Kehemnuk. Rabbi said, summarizing we learned this evening, we learned the halachas of Lulav as follows. We learned that the very, very extremely short leaves on the side invalidates, although it don't need to cover, and don't need to be overlapping, it's a great hiddur, but if it doesn't reach the next leaf on top, then it's possible. We also learned the psul of Yovesh, and we learned the Lulav, which the majority of the leaves are dry, is posul. We learned that the Raivad is machmir, that even the Tioimus being Yovesh is posul. What's considered Yovesh? So we learned, Shulchan Aruch says, if the dryness has disappeared, if it's not dry, when the greenness has disappeared and it's a little bit white, it's pale, that will invalidate the Lulav Mitam Yovesh. Again, we learned the Raivad says even the Tioimus itself being Yovesh invalidates it. We spoke also about the Nektam Rosh, if the top of the Lulav is knocked off, it's possible. And we spoke about the Psul of Nistak, the Tioimus on top is growing into two different directions, it's possible. Okay, that's it for this evening, and we'll be discussing more Halachas tomorrow, Mitzvah, more on Hilchas Lulav tomorrow. Okay, good. Yeah, good evening.